Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without their support, we could not be sharing these stories. So please support them so we can continue to tell these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Kevin Pride, and he is with Influencer 365. Welcome, Kevin.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to learn about Influencer 365. How are you serving folks?
Well, Influencer 365 is our digital marketing and PR company. So we work with a lot of large businesses as far as helping them online with their website. We help them create the content they need, help market through social media, get their messaging out there. And we also help them get the media credentials and the media citations and everything they need as far as pushing out their information to the press.
So now, how'd you get into this line of work?
I have been in marketing probably for the last 15 years. I used to be a VP of marketing for a Path Lab. And what ended up happening, that position kind of got eliminated during some hard economic times, such as the ones we're in now. But I was already into graphic design and web design and things like that. And, you know, back about 15 years ago, there was no such thing as digital marketing, right? So back in that time, you know, it was more so about building beautiful websites. And I mean, it was pretty easy to get traffic, you know, not a lot of things going on online, things like that. So as we started to grow and social media started to explode, you know, trying to be able to make sure that the content that we were pushing out, making sure that our customers were getting traffic to their website, you know, we all had to just kind of start to switch gears and become experts in traffic, SEO, marketing, Google Ads, and all these different type things. So it's like now it's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Instagram. You know, these are just like daily things that we have to do all the time. So we help businesses really capitalize on these different platforms and able to connect their message with their customers.
So now, what are some of the mistakes you see small to mid-sized businesses making when it comes to social media?
What I would say is this. Stop shoving your advertising down people's throats. A lot of what we're starting to see in social media now is a lot of people are starting to reject most of the business pages. You don't see a lot of activity on business pages because most people just advertise, advertise, advertise. But social media is about sharing and it's about being social. So what people are really looking for is that story and that journey. What does the business look like? What is the culture of the company? What does the company stand for? And that's what we really work with a lot of different organizations to teach how to put out that type of messaging for their business, how to create that culture online, how to connect with those customers in a way that, yes, we are advertising to you, but it doesn't feel like I'm actually advertising to you. It more so feels like we're just sharing that story.
Now, the word influencer is in your name. So can you talk about what an influencer is and why it's important for a brand or even an individual to be seen as an influencer?
I would say probably over the last 5 years, the term influencer has kind of changed a little bit. So now when you think of an influencer, you think of this young kid with a lot of social media followers that can, you know, put out a post and get people to respond to it. But we have a more traditional definition of an influencer. When we talk about an influencer, we're talking about someone that can actually impact their community, impact their profession, impact the buying decisions of their followers. You know, that's what we're really starting to talk about. And with our influencer branding program, we've actually kind of switched gears a little bit And now we're starting to work with people personally, because what we're starting to see now, social media is a great thing, don't get me wrong, but it has given life to everybody's an expert now. Everybody is, everybody's got a program. Everybody, you know, knows everything right now. So what we have to do is start to work with people and really start to brand the real experts and help brand the real authorities in their industries. And that's one of the biggest things that we're starting to do with the influencer branding program.
So now, how do you kind of attack that? Like, because what I'm hearing you say is that at one point, the objective was maybe to influence as big of a group as possible. And now you're saying maybe you should focus on a smaller group and really and truly be an influencer to that group and really become somebody that can make an impact, maybe not to, you know, millions and millions of people, but to the people that matter most to you.
You know, one of the ways is, I can't give you the secret sauce, but one of the ways is controlling the type of content that you're putting out. You know, a lot of folks use social media in kind of like the wrong way, especially personally. You know, I tell business owners all the time, once you are a business owner, there's no more private profiles. This is no more my just family Facebook page. Everything you do is public and everyone sees everything that you do. So the first thing that we have to do is start to control your narrative and start to tell your story in a little bit different way. So instead of, you know, showing that, hey, I'm out shopping today or I'm out doing this, now let's start telling the story of what your business career looks like. Let's start telling the story of what a life of a business owner looks like. So we teach you how to change that content from change the content in a way that starts to tell your actual story as a business owner and builds value and credibility to what you do in your industry.
Now, do you have a sweet spot in terms of the clients you serve? Do you specialize in a certain industry or a certain group? Who do you typically work with?
I got to say, and I hate to sound this way, but no, we really don't. What we're finding is the fundamentals are what they are. And honestly, if you stick to the fundamentals of branding and the fundamentals of PR and the fundamentals of building somewhat of influence, then really, it's those principles that's going to help drive them over it. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're an author, whether you're a salesperson or whatever, you know, as long as we stick to those fundamentals, we can always brand that person and bring them as the authority in their industry.
Now, how do you recommend business owners kind of navigate this tricky time we're in terms of a pandemic? There's civil unrest. Should people be kind of loud and proud about the way they think things should be? Like, what stance should an influencer take in this climate?
I think, honestly, you need to let people know that, you know, what's going on right now, especially what we're seeing socially, there's a lot of injustice going on right now. And I think there's a way to show people that, hey, we support you, we're with you, without pandering to people. And I'm starting to see a lot of these corporate entities, they're sending out messaging and sending out these, you know, crazy emails and stuff. We're standing with the Black community and all this. Well, why weren't you standing with me the whole time? Why does it take now for you to want to tell me that you were standing with me? So I think we have to learn how to show that support, show people, hey, we're here with you, but let's don't do it in a pandering way, because I'm starting to get crazy emails from just huge corporations and the way that they're going about it. It doesn't make me feel supported as a Black business owner. It just kind of makes me feel like you're pandering to me to make sure that I'm still going to be your customer tomorrow. So it's all about the way that we do things. But some of the messaging right now is just kind of horrible. What I try to say, and you don't have to get out here to march with people to show them your support. There's a lot of different ways of support. You can give to these causes. You can help support the organizations that are trying to push social change. And even in the COVID crisis, you know, a lot of people are starting to come out now. They have so many different programs out here. They're trying to help communities. They're trying to help more people get tested. The main thing what we have to do is you have to look at your industry and how can you support the overall problem and the overall problem to the broader community. Because corporations, I feel, have a big responsibility, but how do we use our leverage, our power, to really start to affect change and force change, but do it in a way where you don't feel like you're pandering to people or trying to basically take advantage of a chaotic situation.
Now, how do you thread the needle in terms of behaving in the appropriate manner and you're letting your actions speak for you, and also let people know that you're behaving in this manner and that your actions are kind of righteous without kind of shouting from the rooftop, look at me, how righteous I am?
Well, let me put it to you like this. Your actions speak a lot louder than your words. And don't get me wrong, even when we are doing things for the community, yes, we try to put that out and let people know. But it's the difference between Uber. Uber sent me an email saying, "We stand with the black community." It didn't make me feel good to read what I read there. Bank of America put up $1 billion to help fight COVID in all communities. So who really made more of an impact and who really looks better to the community? Is it somebody just blatantly trying to come out and say, "Hey, I'm on your side. We want to help you during this time," or is it somebody that's really doing something? Because I think so many of these corporations, they're just talking and they're using the situation to try to market themselves more. But you have some corporations out here that are really stepping in for some change. Home Depot is giving a lot to organizations. Bank of America, Truist. I mean, there's a lot of companies out here doing a lot of good, but they're not trying to throw it in your face. They're just doing the work.
Right. But sometimes they're doing the work and no one knows they're doing the work, but they're doing the work and, you know, maybe they're not getting the credit for doing the work because they're doing it without shouting from the rooftops or doing the work. So how do you kind of thread that needle in terms of doing the work and then kind of letting people know you're doing the work?
Well, and that's where people like us come in at, because like someone once told me, marketing is what you say about you. PR is what others say about you. And that's where we come in to really help businesses like that. We help push that narrative for them. We help other people tell their story versus them blatantly doing it. And that's the main point that I'm making. You know, with Uber calling me and telling me this, or sending me emails telling me I'm standing with you, that's one thing. That's kind of marketing to me. But with Bank of America, when you start to see Fox is saying they're putting up $1 billion, you're seeing all these different other news organizations are talking about what Bank of America is and how you can capitalize on the help that they're giving to the community. That's how you get this message out here, but you don't do it in a way that looks like I'm just really marketing to you.
So that's why where you come in, you can really help an organization kind of evangelize their message without seeming like they're bragging about their message.
Exactly. Because that's what people are sick of. And that's the same thing that we're trying to reverse with so many people in social media. Because a lot of times we tell our story in a way that looks like, "Hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. Hey, look at me." Well, I don't want to look at you. I want to see something that's beneficial to me, or I want to see a good story or something like that. So when you start to switch that story and tell it in a way that's more share my journey, this is what it looks like as a business owner. This is what it looks like as a corporation sharing that journey versus we gained another $1 million on our bottom line this year, or just being kind of boastful and bragful versus just sharing the journey.
So now in your business, how have you seen it evolve? Because social media changes are there's new social media channels popping up every year. How have you kind of navigated that and help your clients kind of be in the right place in order to share the stories where their people are?
A lot of it really goes down to who you're targeting and what your target market looks like. If you're trying to reach young people, Snapchat, TikTok, those type of avenues are probably going to be some of the best ones that you can take. If you're trying to reach a little bit older population, then a lot of times Facebook is where you want to be looking, or Twitter is where you want to be looking. Nowadays, Instagram is kind of starting to get a mix of everybody, but it's really that midlife person that we see mostly on Twitter, somewhere from about 20 to about 45 or 50 like that. I mean, not on Twitter, but on Instagram. But that's really how we start to focus. Like, who are you looking for? Who is it that you're trying to send a message to? And let's go find those people so we can get on the platforms that they are on. I always tell people, I always focus on the majors. Facebook is not going anywhere. Twitter, Instagram, these have proven to be staples. I think TikTok now is kind of starting to emerge as one of those. It's probably not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Snapchat as well. But I mean, you got a whole bunch of other ones as well. And I tell people, anywhere people are, let's try to take advantage of that, because anywhere we can actually connect you with people is where we can connect you with customers.
So now, what is usually the point of entry for a new client for you? What is the, how do they start working with you? Do they have to commit to like a year long campaign, or can they start with a project? Like, what is your first initial kind of work with a new client?
Well, Influencer 365, we have a whole host of services. And when I was young, you know, I used to just shove everything down someone's throat. But now, you know, we have people that come to us for specific things, like, hey, we need a new website, or I just want to run this ad campaign, or we need these press releases out. But we also have a lot of clients that we serve as their entire marketing department for them. So a lot of small businesses that can't afford to have that full-time, robust marketing department to be able to compete with, you know, big giant type businesses, we can actually come in for a fraction of the cost of what they would pay a real marketing department. We can come in for less than the price of one employee and take care of all of your online needs, from your social media to your advertising, to your SEO on your website, to the content, to the management. We really can step in and do all of that. Now, for individuals, we actually have a program. It's a 90-day program, which is our branding program that we're really working on and aggressively marketing right now. With our branding program, that is a 90-day, very intensive process to take you from where you are right now to that authority and to that leader in your industry.
And then how much does that cost? Or is it custom to each person?
Typically, our 90-day branding program is about $5,000, and we can finance that in a few different payments, or some people prefer to pay it all up front. But it's a 90-day, 12-module program. We go from the very first start all the way to the finish, and we really go from photos, social media, videos, content, webinars, podcasts, radio. We get you in media. We get the press releases out there for you. We get you radio interviews. We'll get you, you know, TV interviews and this type of thing. And that's really where a lot of people are really starting to come on with us.
And that's a new offering?
That's a brand new program. We just started. We're in our first cohort now. We've got probably about 30 people that we're pushing through here. I'm trying to push that number to 100 and just cap it for the year.
Wow. So. Well, congratulations on that launch. That's amazing.
Thank you. Well, you know, a lot of it is not so much Influencer 365. I mean, we've been here for a while. I've been in the marketing space here in Atlanta for over 15 years. I have really, really worked to build my reputation here in Atlanta and my own influence. So when someone goes and Googles my name, they see all this stuff around us. So a lot of it is just this new offering. It's not so much this, you know, brand new entity or anything like that. It's just a kind of a continuation of what we have always done, but bringing it down on a smaller level so it helps individuals.
Good stuff. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Man, thank you for having me on.
And again, the website, if somebody wanted to learn more about this service and the other stuff you're doing?
Right now, I tell you, the simplest thing, go to Get Branded with Kevin. GetBrandedWithKevin.com. I think that's the best way to start the process. From there, it'll lead you to any other information that you're looking for. But I'm telling you, the most effective thing that you can do for yourself is to get branded, become that influencer, become that authority. Because when we focus on you, you can take that success to almost anything. If I just focus on your business is going to be successful. But if something happens there, then all that is destroyed. But if I focus on you, make you successful, you can take that to almost any industry, and I promise you, you will have that same success.
Good stuff. Well, that was Kevin Pride, and he is with Influencer 365. Thank you so much again, Kevin, and congratulations on the launch of this new program.
All right. right, man. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.